Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor here from the Sentinel newspaper and the Glasshouse Country and Millennium News. It's great to be back for another week. Over at the Sentinel, our big story this week is about the Woodfolk Festival. We've got a story that looks at an auditor's report for their last financial year, which casts significant doubt about the future of the iconic music festival. We took questions to the organisers and lo and behold, the state government has now pitched in $2 million to ensure its future. So we've got a big story there. Keep an eye out for it. We talked to the organisers and have lots of questions and answers there if you want to know about the pressures that festivals are facing at the moment. Also got a story about a Moray Field couple who've recently had their vision of a peaceful retirement in their home of over 30 years shattered as Moreton Bay Council intends to resume part of their property to expand Caboolture River Road. A couple are quite devastated. We talked to them as well as council about what their plans are going to be. We talked to Care for S, which is drawing special attention to the importance of local wildlife following National Threatened Species Day last week, September 7th. It's a nice little story to look out for. And for Trent's community is also drawing attention to the social struggles seniors face, a scourge of isolation and loneliness among those issues there. So plenty going on at the Sentinel. Keep an eye out for those and plenty more. Over at Glasshouse Country and Millennium News, it's been a feast of footy for us over the weekend. We've been out all week. We've got the Biwa Bulldogs A-grade side, which came out victors in their grand final. We've got the reserve grade side, also winners after a fantastic undefeated season. And the BG's women's under-23s won their grand final as well. We're at all three events, spoke to the captains and the coaches, have plenty of pictures over a couple of ages, a very bright, fun front page for you to keep an eye out for as well. As you know, the state election's coming up on October 26th, and we're looking at the electorate of Glasshouse this week. We talked to all the candidates available about what they're hoping to bring to the community if they're elected. So look out for their pitches as well. Also got an interesting story about the Sunshine Coast Council, which sent out a whole bunch of invoices to organisations, to not-for-profit organisations this week to pay up. They're a little bit shocked, let's just say, a few of them, and they questioned it. And it turns out they were sent out in error. So they've paid, but you didn't have to. So we talked to council about how that actually happened. Plenty going on across both regions. It's an exciting weekend, and we were there. We've covered it all, and pick up a paper this week. We'll talk to you next week. This is Mitch Gaynor. See you soon. Bye.